Deb Ubalin for Steve Cochran. I have to apologize to our guest, Erica Ekman. The food song we play is always Weird Al Yankovic's Eat It. And I don't think Erica is thinking such vile thoughts about food. She's thinking about cool, great ways to spend your New Year's Eve and plan a great party. Erica, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for getting up so early to be with us. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So you are a chef, local food scene expert. You can find everything about Erica at everythingerica.com. So if we're planning the big get-together for New Year's Eve, what is the most important thing to remember? Is it the food? Is it the alcohol? Is it the decorations of the house? What's the most important thing when people are coming over to spend New Year's Eve with you, Erica?
You know, I think it's all of the above. I think whenever you're hosting a party, it's really about creating that really fun atmosphere and just trying to make sure that you're keeping things simple and easy for yourself, too. So I have lots of great tips I'd love to share about how to do that.
Okay, well, give me some. Let's start with food, if we can. You don't want to, like you just said, you want to keep it simple. I imagine you don't want to overstress yourself on preparation. So should we be making things ourselves, catering things? What's the best way to start that out?
So I am a big fan of DIY bars. You can do things like a bruschetta bar where you just cut up some meats, veggies, cheeses, lay them all out and have your guests just come in and make their own little mini bruschettas. I do the same for dessert. You can do like a DIY sundae bar. That way you're just kind of getting everything done ahead of time and having kind of people go and make their own stuff. They also leave a lot happier because they end up getting exactly what they want, which is great.
Well, that's a good idea. And how much food do you prepare? Is there a way that you try to figure that out, depending if I have 5 people coming over or 15 people coming over?
You know, I'm somewhat of an over-preparer, so I tend to go on the side of just preparing a little bit more. Leftovers the next day for New Year's brunch are always good. And what's great on the beverage side, you know, I'm working with Coca-Cola, and they have these perfectly portioned 90-calorie, 7.5-ounce mini cans that you can lay out and know that they're going to be the perfect portion for your guests.
Oh, excellent. And what about drinks? Wines, champagnes, different things? How do you try to prepare, especially if a lot of times on New Year's Eve you've got people coming over, you don't necessarily know everybody that's coming over, right? You've got a good friend who's bringing a date or somebody that's bringing a couple of friends. How do you know what to have around the house for that?
I'm just a big fan of having beverage bars, so just making sure that you're loaded with a couple of different juices and things like that. And then I recommend just one or two signature cocktails that you create ahead of time, and that way you don't have to worry about playing bartender all night.
Okay, so what if we're not hosting, but we're actually attending something? What's good gift-giving ideas? Should we be bringing a housewarming gift? Should we be bringing a bottle of wine? Sometimes you don't want to bring the same thing that they're already going to have. Should we be offering to cook something to bring to a house? What's the etiquette rules on that?
I really like to call ahead of time. There's some people who really prefer you don't bring any food over because they kind of like to manage the menu, so, you know, a great bottle of wine or some flowers or something. But sometimes they'd really love you to bring something over. In that case, I love bringing over something that's already pre-done, like a great dip or something. That way you can just kind of come in. You don't have to take up room in their kitchen, and it makes things very easy for them.
Excellent. Erica Ekman is available at everythingerica.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Erica Ekman. Have a wonderful New Year, Erica. Thanks so much for jumping on the phone with us.
Yeah, you too.
Excellent.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Have a great morning. 5:53 on 720 WGN.